point.
You know what I mean?
Word up.
All right, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Is it recording?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we recording. We live now, chilling at an undisclosed location. We chilling with my mans right here. He's going to be our first interviewee of the Roll Up Show.
What up?
So we going to get it started, you know what I mean, with the first question. We ain't going to waste no time. First of all, who are you?
I'm Trot, T-R-O-T, like a horse. I'm a producer, artist, designer, creator, manifester, leader, general, all that shit, man. Just
word.
Black man out here striving, man.
Word.
Okay.
Hey, that's okay. A good vibe right there. So, you were in a couple groups. How you got started in this hip hop game? You know what I'm saying?
I started producing when I was 15. Started making beats, fucking around. Discovered Fruity Loops, or they call it FL Studio now, but it was Fruity Loops back in my day. Discovered that when I was about 16.
Which one was it?
It was like two. Two, some shit like that, wow. Man. It was like, it's like the second version.
Yeah.
And then I linked up with Tag, man, when I was 17. You know
who
what I mean?
That?
Antagonist. You know what I mean?
So Antagonist, Dragon Spit.
All the VA, I mean, local rappers from shit 94 until now should know who Antagonist is, but
nah, that's my man.
He's probably the top producers ever to come out of Virginia, for sure. He's in my top five. You know what I mean? But he was a big influence on me and me getting started. He introduced me to a lot of cats, and he let me know that I could hold my own with producers, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I really belong in this game, you know what I mean? Yeah. At first, I thought he was hyping me up, you know what I mean? Blowing smoke because he was family and shit, but after a while, I realized I really had something going on, man. So, I've been at it ever since, man. Been working with a lot of local cats pretty much since I've been at it. I worked with these cats called Street Fellas. When I first got started, which was who Tag was working with, and that was like about 2002, 2003. And then after that, man, I started working with Hannibal, who was a local cat who was coming up in the early 2000s around here. Then after that, I linked up with Leck. After I linked up with Leck, he's another local producer that's been on the scene for a minute. After linking up with him, I pretty much, the floodgates opened. I got introduced to most of the popping local dudes in the area that really do traditional style hip hop, you know what I'm saying? And since then, man, I've been working with everybody, man. I got a project that I put out with a cat named Jern.
Where he at, man?
Man, I ain't seen Jern in a minute, man. But we didn't link up, you know, through social media or whatever. You know what I mean? So he's still around. He's still doing his thing. I don't think he rap no more though. You know what I mean?
Might have to get him back in the Roll Up Show. Talk him in and doing a track.
He ain't rapping. Like, what's going on?
Hey, y'all gotta look up Jern too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yo, he got some dope music out there. Man.
So we did a project called Misunderstood. I'm trying to think of when it was, probably like 2007, 2008, somewhere around there. You know what I mean? It was 2009. You know what I mean? So I also had a group called All Work No Play that I was working with. So it was me and two other cats out of New Orleans. You know what I mean? One was a producer, one was a rapper. It was a cat that I've been producing with since I started producing. So we still connected, we still doing music. It's just not under the All Work No Play banner no more.
Okay.
Right now it's Ruler Rebels, me and my brother Falasha Yahuru. We got music online, we got it everywhere, Apple, Tidal, all that shit.
So where you originate from?
I'm from Virginia Beach. You know what I mean? I grew up in the Bayside area.
Okay.
So that's how I got linked up with Tag, because we grew up with a lot of same, you know what I mean? My brother and him came up from like Third Eye Studios and all that shit.
Third Eye Studios.
Yeah, so I come from that whole lineage, man. You know what I mean? Like, I've been around this shit for a minute, man. I know all the cats that you need to know, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, I'm from the beach, but I started driving when I was fucking 15, and since then I've been Norfolk, Portsmouth, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, moving and grooving, man. So I'm linked up pretty much wherever, man. So I got cats, Newport News that I rock with, everywhere, man. So, but I'm based out of Virginia Beach. My studio is in Norfolk, uptown, undisclosed location, but it's uptown. You know what I mean? That's what we rocking at right now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You so gonna hashtag that, get that info at the end.
For sure. For sure. So, you know.
Next question, who's some of your musical influences, you know?
Alright, so production-wise, I would say I'm gonna give you five names that probably influenced me the most production-wise.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say True Master, number one. If you're familiar with Wu-Tang, any Wu-Tang fans should know who True Master is. He was a big influence on me production-wise. Havoc from Mobb Deep, his production style,
of course,
huge influence.
I can hear it too.
Knots, you know, just locally, I was able to hear a lot of Knots shit that a lot of other people wasn't able to hear. And that dude is one of the best to ever touch a pad. You know what I mean?
That first beat tape.
Man, you know what I mean?
Man, got beats for days, for one.
Yeah, man. He been all day. That's all he do.
Yeah.
He got thousands and thousands of beats, man.
You can leave with your neck broke.
Yeah, man. So, Knots baseline game, you know, he lets you know you got to come heavy with the bass.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Stuff.
Stephen Marley, believe it or not, you know what I mean, on a reggae tip.
Okay.
All the Marley dudes is dope, man, but I think Stephen Marley just got a little something, you know what I mean? He know how to blend hip hop and reggae better than a lot of people that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the game, man. And,
a lot
you know,
of people try, but
okay, yeah, exactly. Man. He is dope though, man.
And then Bob James, man. Just being able to arrange, man.
Yeah.
Different instrumentation, working with different fucking instrumentalists.
Sounds and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when I get records, man, I see Bob James' name on the back of them shits, man, I'm grabbing them. And just throughout the years, listening to all the different Bob James shit, I realized that dude, from a producer standpoint, arranger standpoint, you know what I mean? But I'm also, you know, Isaac Hayes, Barry White, those two. You know what
Isaac
I'm saying?
Hayes, Barry White.
So that's probably going to throw some young cats off, but I'm just giving you my
opinion. You think so? Isaac Hayes?
Yeah, man.
Barry White? You don't think they know that?
Nah.
Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You don't think they know that?
Nah, man. I don't think these young dudes is hip, man.
I think they just yiping stuff from our, like, 80s, 90s.
I think they too caught up in this Italian movie score shit, man, to really get into
real music.
Knowing where it's hip-hop shit.
I don't know. There are some young cats like Clear Soul Forces, you know what I'm saying? They actually dig into the jazz. They try to dip into the jazz, but they make their own music though, and they know how to dig. So,
and that's a big part of it too, man. It's like not just jacking shit. You know what I'm saying? It's being able to take something and turn it into your own sound, your own vibe.
Right.
And you know, that's why a lot of the, like True Master, man, like that dude is one of the best choppers who ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially in the Wu.
Exactly, man. So
a lot of people think RZA did it, and
True Master. You know what I mean? So RZA, I'm a big RZA fan too, but
yeah, I like RZA, man.
Yeah.
I like RZA.
Yeah.
RZA, I like RZA. I'm not gonna say he's my top producer, but he was an inspiration to me.
Yeah,
definitely
for sure.
An inspiration.
Just how he moved, all the things that he did as a complete body of work.
Right.
RZA's that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But just chopping up them samples, man, and throwing some drums on them shits. True Master, man, he got some you know what I mean? Some joints.
You know, like, name a True Master joint.
The MGM, bro.
Okay. MGM.
And the other joint on the second disc, Heatus. You know what
I mean? Oh,
man.
He did do that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, another question for you. Other than hip-hop, because you seem to know your hip-hop, other genres you listen to?
Afrobeat. Old Afrobeat, though, mostly. Like Fela, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of, like, old funk, man. Parliament, you know what I mean? Isaac Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like 80s funk more now. As I get older and shit, I don't know why, because I hated 80s music when I was younger, bro. Never wanted to sample it or nothing. What? Now I like it just for listening pleasures. You know what I'm saying? Like Entombe, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit like that, like Barcase, you know what I mean? Like just, I like smooth you know soul. What I mean?
Yeah. The soul that was left.
Exactly, you know what
I mean? Laid back.
Yeah, but I like late 60s rock too. I ain't gonna front.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That real psychedelic, right, spaced out with the wild electric guitars and the drummer going crazy. I like that type shit too. You know what I mean? So, man, I'm spread out, bro. I can appreciate music, yo. You know what I mean? Like,
which one you a pop when you hop in your car? Which one you pop in?
Shit, it just depends on how I'm feeling, man. You know what I mean? Most of the time, I'm listening to beats. Most of the time. But if I'm just trying to vibe, man, I'll probably throw on like shit, some Marvin Gaye or something, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some What's Going On. Keep it simple.
Get your soul food on.
Yeah, I like it's this group called Clear from the 80s. KLEER with three E's. You know what I'm saying? They got a real funky ass vibe, like, you know what I'm saying? Like almost like Entombe, but just real like just real funky, spaced out, you know what I'm saying? So I be vibing to that type of shit, man.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Try to keep it cool.
Funk is universal, I'm trying to tell y'all. Yeah,
man, the funk is where it's at.
Definitely try to check them. I gotta remember that. Might have to put it on the screen maybe. Who knows? Alright, next question. So you being a producer, how do you what type of equipment was you, how you started with? What did you start off with, and what do you use now?
Well, I started off with my homeboy had a little keyboard. I ain't sure the exact model, but it was a rolling joint. You know what I mean? So we started with that on some Guitar Center shit, just fucking around. Yeah. Ended up buying it, kept fucking around until we started learning. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He got way better with the keyboard than I did.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got Fruity Loops when I was younger, that's pretty much what I stuck with until now, what I still use, but I know how to use the machine. I've used that before, made quite a few beats on that. I'm fond of it, I like it, you know what I mean? I've used the NPC before, and I've used like Triton. You know what I mean? I've made beats on quite a few, you know what I mean, different things, but I prefer Fruity Loops because it's just the easiest to
Okay, well, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Not Pro Tools, but MPC or Native Instrument?
Machine?
Yeah, machine.
Me personally, I would say machine, you know what I mean? But from a sound perspective, like if sound quality. It depends on what you're going for.
If they put a machine in front of you or MP in front of you, which one are you going to
put? I'm going to say the machine because with the MP, you know what I mean? Like, if your sound game ain't strong, you know what I mean? Like, with the machine, it's like, you can, whatever waves you already got in the joint, you can load them joints in there. And the machine still give you a comparable sound quality to the MP. And it's better than the quality you're going to get out of Fruity, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I would say the machine just because I'm more familiar with it. So, I'd be able to, you know what I mean, move around with the joint easier than the MP. But the MP gonna give you that crack, man. MP that you're not gonna get monster nowhere else, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And I understand that, you know what I mean? So
okay,
it just depends on what you're going for, man. You know, I'm gonna go for convenience right now. You know what I mean? Because to
get the beat out there, get the vision
get it
out
done, exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean?
The quickest way, I got you.
Yeah.
Mm. You know okay, I mean? So this is a very important question. What projects do you have available now?
Alright, so we got Dark Matter available, which is by Falasha Yahuru, produced entirely by me, Trot. It's available everywhere. All you gotta do is Google Falasha Yahuru Dark Matter, and everything that you need pops up. You know,
right? We'll have it on the screen and all that.
We got videos on YouTube. You just type in Falasha Yahuru Dark Matter. We got a video for a song Scared, and we got a video for a song called When They Gentrify. We got clothes online, rulergarment.co, you know what I mean? So we got shirts, we got hoodies coming out for the fall, we got...
Speaking of that, you make your own shirts, right?
Yeah, we do embroidery also, so my homeboy Spaceman, who is a part of Ruler Rebels, you know what I mean? Ruler Rebels is It's about six of us, you know what I mean, right now. We building up strong. This shit is becoming a movement, you know what I mean? Spaceman is the fashion man. So he does embroidery here at the spot. So, yeah, we getting to the point where we starting to basically self-manufacture and be able to do a lot of shit in-house.
Right, you know what I mean? Cut out that middle.
Yeah, man. So we moving, man. RulerGarment.co is the website for the clothes. RulerRebels.com. Is where you can go to check out all the music. You can purchase Dark Matter. You can leave a donation. You can check out all the shit we got going on. We got fitness stuff coming out also. Falasha, he's a fitness guru. So, man, we getting ready to start. Yeah, man.
Up. That's dope.
We got a lot of shit popping, man.
That's dope.
And
so, y'all gonna have training, fitness training, man, modules.
Training videos, training circuits, recipes. We got this, it's going to be a series called The World Is Your Gym, where we just start finding all these odd-ass places, man, and he's going to show you how to work out in odd-ass places where you wouldn't think you can work out at, you know what
Word.
I'm saying?
That's dope.
Yeah. So, yeah, we, and, you know, we're going to have all the music and everything is going to be a part of all of this shit, man, so, man, we just trying to help, we trying to push the culture forward, man, that's all we're trying to do, man, we're trying to better our people and make dope ass music. It's all in the context of everything that we're trying to do, and push all this shit to you in a way that's easily digestible. Mm. You know what I mean? We ain't trying to offend nobody, but at the same time, we definitely gonna do what the hell we wanna do, because that's what Ruler Rebels is all about. You know what I mean? We trying to be leaders and generals for the next generation. We all got kids, or we all gonna have kids. So, yeah, man, we just trying to
move the culture forward.
Yeah, man, we trying to lay a good foundation, man.
With theme music.
Exactly.
Yo, that's what's up, man. Check Trot out, man. Ingrain that into your brain to go ahead and check this cap, man.
Sure. We know a lot of people can't spell God, so, yeah, so you might have to spell that out to him. What Plex say?
T to the R to the T.
Like a horse. Trot, T-R-O-T. Ruler Rebels. RulerRebels.com. RulerGarment.co. Everything you need. Falasha Yahuru, Dark Matter. Falasha, F-A-L-A-S-H-A. Yahuru, U-H-U-R-U. Dark Matter. On Google, and that shit will pull up everything you need to know about what we got going on right now. And then I also got music on Bandcamp. If you go to rulerrebels.bandcamp.com, you can pull up all my music. You can pull up all Falasha's music. And, man, we moving, man. It's all big things, man, from here on out. That's it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's what's up, yo. Yep, so, yep. Yeah, now about this time, we're going to start doing this. We're going to play a little game, you know what I mean?
Set you up on that,
you know what I'm saying, man? Yeah, it's a setup. Just rolled up on you, like, what? So, we're going to do a quick speed round. We're going to start the timer, wherever we're going to set it up. Y'all going to see it pop up, you know what I'm saying?
And might not even be there.
Yeah, maybe not.
Imagine the timer.
So, but basically what I'm going to do is, I'm going to say a word or a phrase, and you think how you feel about it, and you give me a word or a phrase to...
Okay, word association. Okay.
Right, all right.
All right.
So, here we go. We about to start right about now. All
right.
First word, hip-hop.
Savior.
Sample clearance.
Not important.
The baby.
Dope.
Clear Channel.
Not what it used to be.
Record deal.
Lost is stigma.
Fruity Loops.
Oh, the GOAT.
MPC.
The real GOAT.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
The Rat.
Griselda.
Very dope.
DistroKid.
Very dope, but I'm starting to hear some things.
CDs.
Nostalgia.
vinyl.
Always and forever.
Female rappers.
The Forefront.
Dirty South.
Bounce.
Woke.
Nah.
Yeezy.
That's a tough one, man. Like a boxer who still fighting for a check, man, in his 40s.
I think that's time, though. I think we ran past the minute, so yeah, we gonna cut it right there.
Hey, we still wrap it up. We cut it. You mean you kick it? You know, we can wrap it up.
Oh, okay, so, cool.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Hey, shit dope, man.
Yeah, man.
Dope, man. Hey, man.
Catch our brothers, man.
Yeah, man. We just be, hey,
I like this shit.
We just rolling up on you, just kicking it. You know what I'm saying?
That shit cool.
Try to spread good vibes.
You can show us a little bit of what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Over there, if you want to.
Most def.
Nah. We gonna, y'all can go to rulerrebels.bandcamp.com and y'all can see everything y'all need to see there. I'm not about to give y'all no trade secrets. Not
No. Play music, man. Not to make no beat. This ain't,
Nah. I'll send y'all some joints. See, and y'all
yo,
got
you that. See? I'm on camera. And I'm gonna add this shit.
Nah.
See how you do?
I ain't about to play.
Where's the line,
man? You gotta be here, man. That's pull up. Pull up on me. I'll play all the beats you want to hear, man.
You gotta be here.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
You gotta be. If you can't get the ticket, then you can't see the show.
Pull up on me, man. I'll play all the beats you want to hear. You know what I mean?
And he got some joints.
Yeah, he got some joints. This that 757 though. You know what I'm saying? We doing what we do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Pull up on you. Find out what you got going on. Rage your spot. Blow a couple L's. Be out.
Chop it up.
You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a good episode to me.
RulerRebels.com. Blood of Gods. Ruler Rebels. RulerGarment.company. We're going to make it happen, bro. Appreciate y'all. Flex, rap. Love y'all.
Yo, peace.
That joint was a good joint, though, man. I appreciate it.